I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $200 thanks to HelloFresh. Savor every last bite of the season with HelloFresh. From family-friendly to fit and wholesome to veggie, HelloFresh has over 55 weekly options delivered right to your door. Go to HelloFresh.com/Anna16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes plus 3 free gifts. Donis, you ready to play today?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's win some cash. We have $200 on the line. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, will you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Donis.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Raven's walking out of here. When that big studio door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes, ma'am.
Number one, Chris Rock is reviving his sitcom, Everybody Hates Chris, but it will be an animated for Comedy Central and Paramount Plus. What series of movies did Chris Rock star alongside Saturday Night Live alums Adam Sandler and David Spade?
It's the Bad Parents movie. I can't think of what it's called.
Ah, okay. Number two, Doritos introduced a new flavor inspired by ketchup and mustard. What company makes Doritos?
Lay's.
Number three, NSYNC member JC Chazes shocked fans on TikTok showing off a full head of gray hair. What member of the band left the group to pursue his solo career with songs like Sexy Back and Cry Me a River?
Justin Timberlake.
Number four, Pixar's Lightyear is finally available on Disney Plus. What Pixar franchise is Lightyear based on?
Toy Story.
And number five, Martha Stewart says that Pete Davidson is the son I never had after rumors on social media suggested that they were dating after a photo was posted of them holding hands. Pete Davidson was once engaged to which pop star?
Demi Lovato.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. I gave you an extra second, too. All right.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yo.
All right, Donis got 3 out of 5.
All right, Donis, not terrible. Let's see how I do. $200 on the line.
Number one, Chris Rock is reviving his sitcom, Everybody Hates Chris, but it will be animated for Comedy Central and Paramount Plus.
That's a good time for him to strike.
What series of movies did Chris Rock star alongside Saturday Night Live alums Adam Sandler and David Spade?
It's Grown Ups, right?
Grown Ups is right. You knew it. You just couldn't remember the name of it, Donis.
Not great movies. Yeah.
I loved those movies.
Not good movies.
Oh.
They're not good movies.
Terrible dad humor.
All right. Thanks, Donis. All right. Number two, Doritos introduced a new flavor inspired by ketchup and mustard. What company makes Doritos?
Frito-Lay.
Yes. Number three, NSYNC member Jay-Z Chazes shocked fans on TikTok showing off a full head of gray hair. What member of the band left the group to pursue his solo career with songs like Sexy Back and Cry Me a River?
That's Timberlake, of course.
Yes, you guys are tied at 3. Number four, Pixar's Lightyear is finally available on Disney Plus. What Pixar franchise is Lightyear based on?
Toy Story.
Right. And number five, Martha Stewart says that Pete Davidson is the son I never had after rumors on social media suggested that they were dating after a photo was posted of them holding hands.
You better watch yourself, Pete Davidson. You've had enough glory.
Pete Davidson was once engaged to which pop star?
Ariana Grande.
Yes. I'm sorry, Donis. Yeah, he beat you 5-3, but we will send you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
This is Donis, and I didn't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro.
Jackpot up to $300 tomorrow.